Okay, let's take it a little bit further. In the beginning, God created man in his image, yes? And he placed him in this nirvana, this heaven, as the scriptures read. And there was every kind of beautiful flowering plant. There was everything there in heaven for man as God created him. I'm using him, please accept that, as God created him. Now there were ground rules for heaven. You guys, now here you are. You can enjoy all of this, but we got ground rules and we got consequences. Is that familiar? There's only one ground rule for you right now, and that is that you do not partake of the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And Adam and Eve said, oh, great, we can, no problem. We can enjoy all of this. This is beautiful, no problem. Except that they broke the ground rule. What is the tree of knowledge of good and evil? Has it ever been defined? Does anybody, like, not a clue? So how can we not partake of something we don't even know what it is? The tree of knowledge of good and evil is our mind. And the fruit, what is the fruit of our mind? Judgments. Our judgments. That's the fruit that God said don't partake of. Don't listen to. So Adam and Eve, in their divine, God, spiritual, radiant being that they were, took on a judgment. What was the judgment? What was their first judgment? We're naked! No, that came later. Eating the fruit is accepting the judgment. So they accepted that they were naked. In that moment, their vibration slowed down. They lost their radiance. In the moment they said, we're naked. And they judged that as being bad. Their vibrational rate slowed down, and they lost their radiance. And God said, where are you? I can't find you. Where are you? Because they had lost their radiance. God is a radiant being. God had his radiance, but Adam and Eve didn't have their radiance anymore. So God said, well, where did it go? Oh, you must have broke the ground rule. You must have broke. There's consequences now. You broke the ground rule. So Adam and Eve were cast out of heaven, so to speak. And then, because they had no radiance, God says, well, we better give you something to house you in, so we'll clothe you with skin. We'll enclose you with a body, with skin. But you can't come back here as long as you're listening to your mind, as long as you have these judgments. Why? Because the judgments slow down the vibration. It's all about vibration. Being that we are is vibrating at a rate much higher than our ability to see with our experience with our eyes. We can't see it. Right? You can't see the being. Now, some people can see auras a little bit, but we can't really see the being. We can feel it. Everybody turn to the person next to them. Everybody get a partner. No, you got to do, doesn't have to be your husband or wife. Just like everybody get. Is there, we have an even number of people? Okay. Everybody hold your fingers up close. No, to each. Look. Hold your fingers up. No. Hold your fingers up. Your own fingers. Yeah, just, but not touching. Now, in here somewhere you can feel like if you move your fingers back and forth, you can feel like a warmth start. Someplace in here. You can feel, if you really focus on it. Hands are really cold in here. Yeah, right. Okay, so just feel that energy. You feel where that they join. And then take one finger to your partner and put one finger out to your partner. And not quite touching, but notice when you feel their, quite touching, but when you get to that point where you can feel their energy, can you feel it? Now, if you do that with a dead person, what do you think is going to happen? If they put their finger out, we're in trouble. But if you put your finger up near a dead person's finger, you're not going to feel that. So the person whose body is lying there, but the being isn't in there, you can't feel that connection. So that's like a physical indication that there is a being, yes? And that that being is housed in this body of skin and bone. But it's just the vehicle. And we treat it like it's who we are. We act like this is us and this is it and that's forever. So it's our judgments that had us fall from grace, and now we're in through lifetime after lifetime on our way back home. That the being that we are right now is housed in a physical body, yes? When it leaves that physical body, where does it go? It goes back to where all the beings hang out.
Being central.
Being central. That's where it goes. That's not in this physical, it's not in the realm that we can detect with the physical senses. It is in the realm of what we can detect with the subjective senses. Do you know what the subjective senses are? That when we get in meditation and we get really quiet, that we can project our mind and gather information and be accurate about it, that we can contact people. We can describe people we never met. I used to teach people to do this on a regular basis. They could describe people they never met, tell exactly what their physical condition was and what was wrong with them physically, and then do like a healing process to help them heal. And they would be at an average of 85% accurate in describing somebody they never met and gaining information like that. The beings that we are in a different rate of vibratory energy than our physical senses can detect. They're not dead. See, if the being died when the body died, how could there be any more people being born? You know, that would be it. It would be over. You know, being, the body, everything's gone. That's it. But it doesn't work that way. The being leaves the body and goes back home, being central. And I had the experience in my growth to communicate with someone who was there. That was when I was teaching Silver Mind Control. I was talking to this girl, and she said her mother had died. And I kind of got in my ego about it, and I said, well, oh, I can contact your mother. She said, you can. I said, sure. I said, give me a minute. And I got there, and I did my Silver Mind Control, and I went to the level, and I called on her mother, and I described her mother to her to a T. And I described what her mother died of, what physical condition her mother had, to a T. But while I was doing that, this other guy comes in, this old man comes in, with silver gray hair and blue eyes and a leathery complexion, big broad shoulders, comes right in with her mother. And I said, oh, well, this other guy just showed up, and described him to her. She said, oh, that's my grandfather. He's dead too. I said, oh, okay. And he said to me three times, Missy is here and she's okay. Now, he said it the first time and I just sat there, okay. Then he said it the second time and I didn't do anything with it. I said, okay. He said, Missy is here and she's okay. So I said, I got my eyes closed now and this girl's sitting there. I said, well, he's saying that Missy is here and she's okay. Does that mean anything to you? She said, no, doesn't mean nothing to me. I said, well, it doesn't to me either, but that's what he's saying. She said, wait a minute. She said, when I was 8 years old, I had a sister named Teresa who died of pneumonia when she was 18 months old. And my mother and grandfather were holding her on their lap when she died, and us kids were sent off to be in the other room. And my grandfather's pet name for her was Missy, the only one in the family who called her that. I said, okay, that's enough of that. We're done with that. And that was it. I never did that one again. You know, but because in my growth, I wasn't ready to even confront that. But what it did do was really give me that sense of who we are not dying. That who we are, spiritual being, has now gone back through, for those people who have died, through that back door of death. Because they did not get to that point of mastering their mind and managing their thoughts into love, praise, and gratitude. Now, with Annelise Scarin, the story that's told about her translation was that she told her family she was ready to leave, and that she went into a room and prayed for 3 days straight without eating or drinking, and that the room filled up with a light that was brighter than the sun as she translated, as she went home. As she raised the vibrational rate of her body into that being radiant being again, being one with God again. So that the opportunity that we have is to master the physical in this lifetime, to manage our thoughts, our drunken money monkey mind, to live in love, praise, and gratitude, health, happiness, joy, ecstasy, bliss, as we raise our vibration higher and higher. You're familiar with the research of children in the womb and so forth, that they understand, that you can educate them. They are already, see, the being is not an infant. If we can make the distinction between the being and the physical fetus in the body, the being has accumulated lifetime after lifetime of growth that they bring with them. Not consciously remembering, but in the physical body, we don't consciously remember, but the being knows. And the being, in this case, you're thinking in terms of Carla, I imagine, that she was fully present for all that was going on as a being. She could not respond back at her age and so forth, so you could never know. But she was fully present, and when she left, she went back home. She just left this body and went back home.
I thought you were saying that everybody who leaves, who dies, because they're not full of love, praise, and gratitude now.
Well, they hadn't reached that level of vibration. Coming in these generations with the ability to master the physical and raise their body and go home through translation. It's happening around us. There's over 300 documented cases of people translating. And the media is calling it spontaneous human combustion. It's not wrong not to. A lot of people are still dying. So it's not wrong not to. But the way to master the physical is to manage the mind. There's a number of things we're going to go into later on how to now start back on the journey home, consciously start back on the journey home. So far, it's been kind of like a haphazard thing where somebody's just, a girl was waiting on a school bus and she just burned up and was gone. A guy was working in his basement and he just burned up and was gone. You know, they've done segments on TV about it. But that we're getting to the level now where we're going to be able to change the vibration, not only of our own body, but of the people around us, by the techniques that we're going to give you in a little while when we get there. Did that answer your question, though? That she wasn't ready to translate? That she didn't come in to translate? Or she would have translated? That she came in as a physical, into a physical body. But that's not who she is. And that who she is still there, back home, where all the other ones are, who went back home. It might be that there's a whole nother reality right alongside this reality right here on the planet. And they're experiencing the divinity, and they're experiencing heaven or nirvana because they have gone back home. Those ones who have translated, they've gone back home. They've raised the vibration into life. Those beings can come back. Once you've mastered the physical and translated, you can slow the vibration back down and be here to serve others. There's a book called Sons of God by Christine Mercy. And she writes of her experience of being with Annalise Skarin after Annalise Skarin had translated. She came back, served people. This lady writes a book about her experience of being with Annalise Skarin when she came back after she had translated. I had someone a long time ago in a seminar who told me that she was an older lady, and she told me that her and her girlfriend were driving down a road out west, and suddenly they just turned off the road and they drove down this road and they came to an old vacant schoolhouse. And they got out of the car and they went inside, and people just started coming in and filled up the whole place. And when it was filled up, then Annalise Skarin came in and gave this beautiful talk about love. And then when she was finished, she left. But this was after she'd already translated. So what they're saying is that once we've mastered the physical, we can come back here and serve people like angels, so to speak, and then raise a vibration and go. And that's how, if you've ever been in your deepest, darkest moment and you feel like peace come over you, it's because they're there. And if you open your consciousness, you can start to recognize that they're there. But in this case, Annalise Skarin came back looking physically like she did when she left. So that's a possibility. There's lots of these kinds of stories where people have almost died and come back, or they've died and then come back. Many of them report these kinds of events. Johnny Cash was enraged that they brought him back. And he didn't want to come back. You know, when you do a bypass operation, the person does die during a bypass for just a short period there. And he was enraged that he had to come back. He didn't want to come back. So the people do remember those kinds of things. But I had an experience doing past life regression into past, you know, during that time I did Silva, I did a lot of past life recall work and past life regression work with people. I did one myself where I was a captain of a gun running ship in this previous lifetime. When I went back to this previous lifetime, boom, I was on this gun running ship. I was a captain of this gun running ship. I'd gone over and I had bought the guns, and I was bringing the guns back. And on that trip, I had a transformational experience. And I got that these guns were going to be used to hurt a lot of people. So I threw the guns overboard. And so when I got back, the people who had bought the guns were very, very upset. They didn't have the money and they didn't have the guns, and they were very upset. And their way of punishing me was to tie my hands behind my back, blindfold me, and have me walk the plank. And so in this regression, in this, you know how this is like the, before we did the progression to death, we did these how you die in previous lifetimes. Here I am walking the plank, and suddenly, physically in my body, right now, right then, at that moment, I had a wave of elation flood through my body as I got that I wasn't going to die. That I wasn't going to die, and they thought they were hurting me. But they weren't, because I wasn't going to die. And that was like my first indication, physically, of who we are doesn't die, because I, in that regression, experienced physically that wave of elation, knowing I wasn't going to die, and that they thought they were going to hurt me. And they weren't.